From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Amanda. Today, I'm going to accompany you with our program starting from news across the country, as well as other information and, of course, Indonesian songs. Listener, we begin with the news. Stay tuned, The Voice of Indonesia.
At RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Listener, here is the news read by Ahmad Faisal. First, the headlines. Deputy Minister of Defense Wahyu Sakti focuses on defense industry development. Deputy Ministers of Foreign Affairs and Trade assigned to encourage economic growth. Now the news in detail. Deputy Minister of Defense Wahyu Sakti Trenggono explained at the State Palace on Friday that he is assigned by President Joko Widodo to encourage the development of the defense industry sector. Deputy Minister Trenggono admitted having a preliminary discussion with Minister of Defense Prabowo Subianto, who has asked him to help the ministry's program.
Yang penting adalah saya fokusnya.
What's important point is that I might focus more on developing the defense industry. Right now, the defense industry is already running, but in the future, I want to implement my task assigned by President to develop defense industry. Because talking about defense industry, it is not only main defense equipment, but there are many things. One side, I have talked to Minister Prabowo. He said, help me ready. I'm ready to carry out. Deputy Minister Trenggono further explained that he would conduct a study of the defense industry sector that would be developed in the future. After his inauguration, Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs Mahendra Siregar said at the State Palace on Friday that he was specifically assigned by President Joko Widodo to optimize Indonesia's position amid a trade war between the United States and China. In addition, he was also asked to secure the sustainability of the palm oil industry. Deputy Minister Mahendra Siregar also said that he also has the duty to capitalize the domestic market as an instrument of Indonesian foreign policy.
Katakanlah penajaman dalam prioritas yang ada, baik dari segi negaranya maupun dari segi substansi.
Let's say sharpening both in terms of the country and in terms of the substance of the negotiation needs to be prioritized. Do all aspects have to be discussed, negotiated and agreed? Of course, this becomes more complex and requires more time. Or could these be simpler and more focused on the direct interests of the Indonesian economy with regard to our partners? Meanwhile, Deputy Minister of Trade Jerry Sambuaga said that he has been specifically asked to complete international agreements, especially in the European Union. In addition, he has also been asked to increase Indonesia's trade expansion abroad. According to Jerry, the increased expansion of Indonesia's trade abroad will have an impact on increasing Indonesia's export and at the same time increasing the strength of Indonesia's bargaining position in the international world.
Jadi, jangan sampai neraca perdagangan kita itu defisit.
Our trade balance must not experience a deficit, and of course we hope that national entrepreneurs can develop and also expand outside in a bid to boost export and bargaining power of Indonesia as a great nation towards a nation that creates more leverage in the global market. Presiden Joko Widodo inaugurated 12 deputy ministers of the Cabinet of Indonesia onward at the State Palace in Jakarta on Friday afternoon. Deputy Minister of Public Works and Public Housing, PUPR, Wempi Wetipo, explained that one of the tasks given to him by President Joko Widodo is to accelerate infrastructure development in eastern Indonesia. This was stated by Wempi to the media at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Friday. He claimed to be ready to work together with Minister of PUPR, Basuki Hadi Mulyono, so that the infrastructure development program could run well.
Beliau juga sampaikan bagaimana untuk mempercepat.
He conveyed how to accelerate the process of infrastructure development in eastern Indonesia. He will coordinate with Mr. Basuki as minister how the synergy can run this program well. So what he has assigned to him is that he is ready to carry out as Deputy Minister of PUPR. Moreover, Deputy Minister Wempi Wetipo also explained that he has been instructed by President Joko Widodo to supervise infrastructure development, so the budget to be spent can bring about optimal development. Member of the House of Representatives of the Republic of Indonesia, or DPR, Said Abdullah from PDIP politician is optimistic that the Cabinet of Indonesia onward for 2019 up to 2024, which was formed by President Joko Widodo, could improve national economic conditions. That was stated by Said Abdullah in a press release received in Jakarta on Friday. However, according to Said, Jokowi Ma'ruf economic team must work hard due to internal and external challenges. He appreciated the composition of the economic team, which is a combination of professionals and politicians. When this combination, it is hoped that breakthrough and new ideas will also encourage economic growth in the accordance with President Joko Widodo's economic vision. Head of Indonesian Institute of Sciences, or LIPI, Laksana Tri Handoko, explained at Indonesia Convention Exhibition ISBSD Serpong, South Tangerang on Friday that the Indonesia Science Expo, or ISE 2019, which has taken place since October 23rd until 26, is expected to boost collaboration on research and the application of research and innovation among stakeholders. As quoted by Antara News Agency, he also pointed out that through this ISE, LIPI witnessed several collaborations on research between institutions and countries. During this event, LIPI also held various international conferences that facilitated interaction among researchers. A business matching will also be organized for industries keen on applying the outcome of research in science and technology. Handoko affirmed that the event has encouraged the establishment of cooperation in at least 15 new areas annually. The monthly inflation rate in October 2019 reaches 0.08%, fueled by an increase in the prices of fuel, chicken meat, onions, and clove-blended cigarettes. This was predicted by Bank Indonesia, or BI, if the central bank's prediction is true. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Governor of BI, Perry Warjio, explained on Friday that the current inflation reflected the increasingly controllable prices of commodities. BI believed that the inflation target of 2.5 to 4.5% this year will be reached and inflation will stay within the lower limit of the inflation target range of 2.5 to 3.5%. The city and regency government of Bekasi, West Java, is already to host the Under-21 World Cup 2021. Deputy Mayor of Bekasi, Tri Andiatno Cahyono, said in Bekasi on Friday that In terms of infrastructure, the stadium basically Bekasi City is very ready. In addition, Kando Tabagaha Patriot Stadium has also been tested as a venue for national international football matches. FIFA's World Soccer governing body officially has appointed Indonesia as the host of the Under-21 World Cup in 2021, this council meeting in Shanghai. Gianni Infantino, after chairing a FIFA council meeting in Shanghai, China on Thursday, two of the 10 stadiums proposed by PSE during the bidding process are located in the Bekasi. The two stadiums are Patriot Chandra Baga Stadium and Wibawa Mukti Stadium. Well, listener, that's the news read by Ahmad Faisal. Thank you for listening.
Here is the news from Indonesia. The first comes from Jambi. The Jambi city government held the Angso Duo Festival to promote and preserve the local wisdom and culture of Jambi. The Angso Duo Festival, which was held for 3 days from Thursday to Saturday, October the 26th, presented a variety of cultures and traditions of Jambi as well as various related competitions, including typical Jambi batik design and a kite painting competitions that raise creativity among young people in the city of Jambi. Deputy Mayor Maulana in Jambi on Thursday expressed his hope that the Angso Duo Festival and Carnival could become a national agenda. Thus, Jambi will be more known and there will be more domestic and foreign tourists to come. It will have a positive impact on tourism in Jambi and, more importantly, on the economy of the Jambi people. Next news comes from East Kota Waringin, Central Kalimantan. The cultural tradition of Mandui Safar or Mandi Safar was carried out in the Mentaya Sampit River, East Kota Waringin Regency, Central Kalimantan last Wednesday. Regent Supian Hadi in Sampit said the enthusiasm of the people in the Mandui Safar tradition has increased from year to year. Mandui Safar is a tradition of bathing in the river on the last Wednesday of the month of Safar, symbolized as an effort to cleanse oneself of negative things. To enliven the event, the committee also held various competitions as well as traditional cake and porridge bazaars. The latest news comes from Mahakam Ulu East Kalimantan. The government of Mahakam Ulu Regency East Kalimantan held a Hudok Cross-Border Festival from October the 23rd to 26. Hudok Festival is a traditional 24-hour Hudok dance. In addition to that, this year, there was also something new, namely Hudok Nebek. Nebek is part of the Hudok dance that has been performed since ancient times by the ancestors of the Dayak Bahau sub-tribe. But along with times, Nebek is almost never displayed again when a Hudok ceremony is held. This year, Nebek will be presented again to enliven the Hudok festival because in Nebek there are many colors that are presented. Nebek is a series of dances usually performed by female dancers who bring the top of bamboo where the branches are not cut, only the leaves are removed and hung with colorful cloth decorations so that the presence of Nebek will further enliven the atmosphere. Well, that was news from Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
We begin today in history with the event on 26th of October 1979, South Korean President Chung Hee was killed by the leader of the Korean Central Intelligence Agency, or KCIA, Kim Jae-kyu, on 26th of October 1979. Park Chung-hee was a former general of the Republic of Korea Army and leader of the Republic of Korea in the period of 1961 to 1970. 1979, he was considered to render a service by modernizing South Korea through export-oriented industrialization, but he was also accused of violating human rights during the additional period of his presidency. We turn to the event on October 26, 1994. Two government leaders, King Hussein of Jordan along with Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin, signed an agreement on October 26, 1994. They called it as peace and the process had begun since the Madrid Conference in 1991. The agreement was signed in the peace process between the Arabs and Israel, which was supported by the United States. Based on the peace agreement, Israel was willing to move back from the parts of Jordanian territory and Jordan cancelled their economic embargo on Israel. We end today in history with the event on October 26, 2010. Mount Merapi, located in the special region of Yogyakarta, was one of the active mountains in Indonesia, and it erupted on 23rd of October 2010. The eruption of Mount Merapi damaged several villages at the surrounding areas. Besides, the eruption of Mount Merapi killed dozens of villagers around the downhill of the mountain. One of them is Mbah Marijan, the caretaker of Mount Merapi. When Mount Merapi erupted, there were also hot clouds as high as 1.5 kilometers. The hot clouds rolled down and passed the area where Marijan lived. Finally, Mbah Marijan's body was found a few hours later by the search and rescue team along with 16 other dead people. Listener, that was Today in History.
Awalnya ku selalu duluan memanggilmu. Sekarang diriku membisu. Canda tawa pernah menjadi bahasa kita. Namun semua telah berubah. Lalu kamu bertanya, ada apa dengan diriku belakangan ini? Straight away I gotta say, melihat kekasihmu bersamamu, you know I envy you. Tentu ku kan cemburu kepadamu. Aku merasa yang terutama. Aku pun menganggap you're the love of my life. Ternyata kamu sudah bersama dia. Sudahlah aku menghilang saja. Lalu kamu bertanya, ada apa dengan diriku belakangan ini? I envy you. bersamamu. You know I envy.
You know I envy.
Tentu ku kan cemburu kepadamu.
Oh, oh, oh.
'Cause I'm in love with you. Maafu kebayaan aku dibuatmu. I don't know what to do. Tentu ku kan cemburu kepadamu. 'Cause I'm in love with you.
That was a song titled Envy, sung by Billy Simpson. You're still with me, Amanda, on Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we present you My Indonesia. Stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Erick Thohir wants state-owned enterprises to penetrate global level. After being inaugurated along with 33 member ministers, Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Erick Thohir immediately took over the position from the previous minister Rini Sumarno in a ceremony at the ministry in Jakarta last Wednesday. Erick Thohir said afterwards he would conduct a total evaluation of state-owned enterprises in the framework of professionalism and create a good and healthy climate. Erick Thohir, who has a business background, is also ready to clean up in order to find positive things in order to build and synergize the state-owned enterprises. Meanwhile, former Minister Rini Sumarno reminded the new minister to complete the state-owned enterprises holding company formation program, which is part of the president's unfinished program. Indonesia currently has 115 state-owned enterprises. President Joko Widodo often stated that too many state-owned enterprises is inefficient. Therefore, the president encouraged state-owned enterprises engaged in the same field to join and form a holding company. According to Rini Sumarno, the holding companies will eventually form a super holding such as Temasek in Singapore. In addition, she also entrusted Minister Erick Thohir to maintain the togetherness and synergy among state-owned enterprises so they remain strong and not become weak due to competing with each other. Furthermore, Rini Sumarno also instructed state-owned enterprises Minister Erick Thohir to continue the function in accordance with the mandate of the State-Owned Enterprises Function Act to encourage people's economy. Therefore, there are many state-owned enterprises programs to improve the ability of micro, super micro, and small businesses. Erick Thohir acknowledged that the task of the state-owned enterprises is very heavy because it's not only demanded as a profit-oriented corporation, but also acts as a locomotive for Indonesia's development. Erick Thohir also wants the state-owned enterprises, regionally owned enterprises, and the private sector not only to excel domestically, but also to be able to penetrate the global level. According to Erick Thohir, this could be achieved if all parties had the same mission to make Indonesia progress in accordance with the name of the new cabinet, Forward Indonesia or Advance Indonesia. Well, that was My Indonesia Today. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih from Indonesia to the World.
Waktu telah tiba, aku kan meninggalkan, tinggalkan kamu untuk sementara. Kau dekap aku, kau bilang jangan pergi, tapi ku hanya dapat berkata, aku hanya
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
A song titled Aku Pasti Kembali or I Will Be Right Back by Ratu. For the next segment, we will present you information about Indonesian tourism in our program Indonesian Wonder. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, we take you to explore Gili Gadis, a wonderful destination in West Nusa Tenggara. Stay tuned. Listener, Lombok has been popular with its enchanting destinations such as Gili Trawangan and Gili Nanggu. However, today I would like to introduce you one of the tourism destinations in Lombok that has been more popular, namely Gili Gadis. Gili Gadis is located in Central Sekotong, West Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara. Gili Gadis has pristine nature which has not been discovered by many people. Its clear waters captivate visitors to stay longer there. There are plenty of healthy and gorgeous coral reefs inhabited by fish. In addition to its tourism potential, the access to Gili Gadis is also relatively easy. There are two routes that you can choose to get to Gili Gadis, namely through Tawun Seaport in Sekotong or through Lembar Seaport in West Lombok. The Tawun Seaport is not like any other seaports. It is only a beach. At the seaport, visitors can rent small boat with a capacity of 6 people. By paying only 300,000 rupiah to 500,000 rupiah, visitors can also explore Gili Sudak, Gili Tangkong, and Gili Nanggu, which are located surrounding Gili Gadis. Gili Gadis is a small yet beautiful island. To visit the desert island, the trip takes approximately 10 minutes. The white sand spanning across the coastline looks incredibly amazing. Since it is an uninhabited island, there is not a single facility except two gazebos that visitors can use to relax. If you want to stay over at Gili Gadis, you can camp there. The peacefulness at Gili Gadis makes you feel like at a private island. It is recommended that you visit the island in the morning. In addition, don't forget to bring your power bank if you want to charge your phone, because there is no electricity at the island. We also recommend you to bring enough foods and drinks if you want to camp there. You can buy water surrounding the Tawun Seaport. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Burisa Vidadala. Thank you for listening.
hatimu jatuh di pelukanku, memaksa nuraniku untuk jatuh cinta. Sudah cukup waktuku mengenalmu, aku ingin membawamu lebih jauh. Membiarkan asmara bicara sejujurnya, melabuhkan rindu di antara kita. Hatiku hilang di dasar samudra cinta. Aku temukan kembali saat kau menyinari hidupku. Bagiku kaulah yang membuat dunia indah, mewarnai hari-hariku. Sempurnalah jiwaku bahagia bersamamu. Sudah cukup waktuku mengenalmu, aku ingin membawamu lebih jauh. Membiarkan asmara bicara sejujurnya, melabuhkan rindu di antara kita.
Was a song titled Bahagia Bersamamu or Being Happy With You by Adera. For the next segment, we will present you various information and unique information in our program Miscellany. Stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, Voice of Indonesia, it is nice to meet you again in Miscellany. Today we will inform you about Kesan application. Stay tuned. Listeners, the number of santri in Indonesia currently reaches 4 million, and the needs of their worship contents are varied. To answer the needs of Islamic applications that can support the worship of santri in one place, an application called Kedaulatan Santri or KESAN has released.
This application was released on May 2019 at a number of Islamic boarding schools in Indonesia. The Kesan application has been downloaded more than 25,000 times. Kesan users were spread from Sabang to Merauke. Uniquely, Kesan is routinely accessed not only by santri, but also by the public who want to dig deeper into Islam. According to the CEO of Kesan, Hamdan Hamedan, the Kesan application has unique features such as the Kitab Kuning, a collection of blessings, maulids, ratibs, al-wurda, and daily traditions that are commonly studied by santri. Hamdan added, the Kesan application also constantly reminds users to carry out compulsory and sunnah worship, such as duha, tahajud, recitation, read yasin, prayer, and others. This application is equipped with Arabic writing, spelling, and translation in Indonesian that is very easily understood by the Muslim community. In addition, Kesan also does not have advertisements to keep users occupied. The Kesan application can be downloaded free on Google Play, the Apple Store, or on the Kesan website www.kesan.id. After downloading this application, you will be given the choice to be able to choose as a lecturer of santri, santri, or the Muslim community in general. Then, this application will always be active, giving notifications of reminders every day, starting the schedule of obligatory prayers and sunnah, daily hadith, and there are still many features or menus that can help remind to learn about Islam. All features in the Kesan application can be shared with social media or to friends through WhatsApp contacts. So listener, that was miscellany for today about Kesan application. I'm Prisa Viriadela, see you next time.
Meski harus terluka, karena ku terlalu mengenal hatimu. Aku telah merasa dari awal pertama, kau takkan bisa lama berpaling darinya. Jalani cinta begini, karena cinta tak akan ingkari, takkan terbagi. Kembalilah pada dirinya, biar ku yang mengalah. Aku terima. Tak setia mengkhianati dia, menduakan cinta.
There was a song titled Cinta Begini or Love Like This by Tangga. You're still with me, Amanda, and for the next segment, we will present you our music in our program Music Corner. Stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition, we will present you a keroncong song entitled Bila Kau Seorang Diri, or If You Are Alone. The song Bila Kau Seorang Diri, which was composed but in pop genre by Rinky Harahap, was popularized by Nur Afni Octavia in the late 1970s. Bila Kau Seorang Diri was resung with the touch of keroncong song. The lyrics of the song tell about someone who makes effort to entertain his lonely lover to avoid loneliness. He entertains her by singing a love song. Listener, here is Bila Kau Seorang Diri, sung by Rinto Harahap.
Thank you.
Of Indonesia.
Bintang kan bersinar.
Listener, thank you for joining our broadcasting. Don't forget, you can also participate in our program by giving us your comments to our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, and also Twitter at Voi Indonesia. And also send us your email to voi@voinews.id. Have a great day and thank you for joining us.